Vancouver.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. I'm your host. My friend Tim is here with me today, our co-host. How are you doing, Tim?
I'm doing all right.
He's been better, I suppose, is a good way to say it. Russia versus Canada yesterday. Yes, Tim is very Russian. You can't tell, but he's here in Canada and he loves Canada.
That is correct. I love both countries. I was born in Russia, so yeah. Like I'm mostly Russian, but I live in Canada and I love this country. I love Canada. So.
Yeah, so.
For me, it was like I was kind of cheating, so any team wins, I'm happy.
Yeah, but and no matter which team wins, Tim will get drunk.
That
Tim
is correct,
Tim drinks a lot. This is, if you do not know a lot about Tim, is he likes to drink.
That is correct statement. And I think this is not bad.
No, not necessarily. So Tim is, I was gonna try and contact Tim about today's show yesterday, but I thought about it. I was like, no, he's either drunk or he's about to get really drunk right now. So I will just not try to contact him.
Yeah, and then you planned to just text me, and that was exactly the same moment, this moment.
Yeah.
When I was planning to get really...
Yeah, I was like, no, I'm just gonna leave this one, because he won't remember if I do text him, so it's okay.
Yeah, like, for example, my friend just texted me, and I realized that yesterday I was on a boat.
You were on a boat?
Yeah.
What kind of... All right.
See?
Yeah. No, sounded do you even good. Remember that?
Yes, yeah, I okay. remembered. So, good.
Yeah. Awesome, Tim. Good job.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah. Don't worry. There'll be many more missions for you to accomplish in the future. I went to Seattle over the weekend to go watch Alkaline Trio. That's what I did.
Tell us about the show.
It was amazing. It was at this little club called Numos, which I've been to before. It was both all ages and licensed. So if you were, I guess in the States, it's 21, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, 21 or over. You could like buy and consume alcohol, but you could only do it on the second level. You could only do it upstairs. Mm-hmm. Whereas like downstairs where the actual show was, mm-hmm. was all ages. And so you could still see like a bit of the show from the balcony, but not a lot. So
where did you stay?
I had a couple of drinks and then I went downstairs and I don't know. There was a lot of drinking happening, not just at the club. So doesn't matter, but the show was amazing. They played a lot of really old stuff. And like I was telling Tim, they played a lot of stuff from Here to Infirmary, Good Morning, and Maybe I'll Catch Fire. So a lot of old stuff, bit of the new stuff, and a bit of brand new stuff as well. Their new album is out. It's called This Addiction. It came out on Tuesday. Check it out if you're at all a fan. We've played a lot of it here on We All Fall Down. So hopefully you've gotten a chance to kind of get a feel for the new album. They also, for their encore, what they did was there are three guys in Alkaline Trio, obviously. And what they did was they all kind of switched. So their guitarist was playing drums and their bassist was playing guitar. And their drummer was on bass and was singing. So it was kind of cool. Just kind of awesome.
Their drummer, Derek, he's like a superman in terms of like music. He used to drum for Suicide Machines. And like,
really?
Yes.
What?
First two albums, yeah.
I totally didn't. I didn't know that at all. And Tim, he's a fountain of information.
No, I don't know. I just read it on the internet.com.
Internet.com. That is my favorite website, Tim. That is the best website on the internet. I wonder if there is an internet.com. But anyways, that's awesome. They played a great show, and hopefully they return to Vancouver for any of those. I think a lot of people down at that show were from Vancouver.
To be honest.
Just like, listening to what people were saying, it sounded like a lot of people were actually from Vancouver.
Everyone's talking Canadian language.
Yeah, they were all talking Canadian English. No, they're saying like, oh, I'm glad we like drove down here for the show. Or like the States, like talking about the States, mm-hmm, like they didn't live there. So I don't know. Should have been there, Tim. Just saying.
Yeah, I'm going to see NoFX in April in States. So I'm
Where?
Spokane.
Yeah,
and it's
Washington.
NoFX, Teenage Bottle Rocket, and Joey Cape. My mistake. It's Tony Sly. It's easy to mix them. But like Tony Sly, his album,
Teenage
his new
Bottle
album,
Rocket. That's awesome.
That's too awesome.
Yeah.
To be.
That's not a festival or anything, right?
No,
they're just playing a show. Crazy. That is really awesome, Tim. There are a lot of awesome shows coming up soon.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit.
There's a show happening beginning of March, March 2nd, Against Me.
Yes.
It's coming to Vancouver. The show is sold out, but I do have a pair of tickets to give away. So I'll be giving those away today. I'll be giving those away today later on in the show. So stay tuned if you wanted to go check out Against Me and the Cancer Bats for free, because we will make that dream happen just for you. But right now, let's get this show started. I started off today's show with Coheed and Cambria off of their album. This is... You're ready for this. This is one of the most pretentious album names I've ever heard of. It is off of their album, Good Apollo, I Am Burning Star 4, Part 2, No World for Tomorrow. That is what the album is called.
Now I know why his haircut is so crazy.
they're probably one of the most pretentious like prog rock bands that I've ever heard of. And I've talked about them a bit before on my show. I don't know if I want to get into it right now. That might be a different story for a different time. But all of their albums are like concept albums based on this like weird sci-fi story from the mind of the lead singer. They're publishing comics as well to illustrate the storyline. It's so... fun to listen to, but it's so pretentious that it hurts. So there we go. That song was called Grave Makers and Gunslingers. If you wanted to give us a call in the studio, you can do so at 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR. And as always, you can check out playlists online for We All Fall Down at wealfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. So let's start out today's show with some music that Tim brought. Because Tim brings great music every week.
It's all right. Music, and today we'll start we'll continue. Mm-hmm. There's Leatherface, a legendary band from UK. Their new album comes out really soon. Or maybe, I think it's already out.
I think it came out. Yeah, I think it just
today.
Came out.
Oh, not today, Tuesday.
Yeah.
The name of the album is The Stormy Petrel. I don't know what petrel is.
Petrel? I don't know. What's the song called?
The album came out and on No Idea Records, and the name of the song is Never Say Goodbye.
Awesome.
Listen to it. Like he sings, his voice is super like significant.
Yeah, well, we're about to find out. This is brand new Leatherface on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver.
I'm walking along alone. LiveVan.com is Vancouver's most reputable community-driven concert calendar. New shows are listed daily by the city's most prominent promoters, but also by you. The musicians and fans were the driving force of our local music scene. LiveVan.com's listings are different because they're personalized. They're integrated with local music directories that are constantly updated by the bands, musicians, and businesses who refer to them as they pick locations and lineups for their newest upcoming shows. And no one's barred from contributing, since we all know fans know more about the players than anyone. So visit livemusicvancouver.com for the latest major and independent event listings. And while you're at it, check out our archives and discover how closely we all work together in this community, putting on the shows you love.
We are now going to practice our continental way of eating. We pick up our silverware, index finger in the back of the fork, index finger on top of the knife.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, dining at the Sub is a little less formal.
Pi R Squared, located in the main concourse of the Sub. Pi R Squared was voted the best pizza by The Slice in Canada, by its own staff. The joint always has a great vegetarian selection, is now offering cheeseless pizza. Open 10 a.m. till late, 7 days a week. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Last time I checked, no miracle, I got in the eye.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. Ow, my name is Marielle. Tim is here as well. You just heard. What did we just listen to, Tim? GBH.
Yes, we listened to, yeah, it was GBH, the song of the new album, which comes out in April.
Yeah. The album is called Perfume and Piss.
That's a good album title,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, it's pretty good. And that song was called Kids Get Down. Before GBH, what did we play?
It was Dear Landlord.
Yeah. Ooh, off of their album
Dream Homes.
That song was called
Last Time I Checked.
Yeah. And then what did we play? And then before that I played Fucked Up off of they released recently a sort of like greatest hits album. It's called Couple Tracks. That song was called David Comes to Life, the Daytrotta versions. And I don't know exactly what the Daytrotta versions are, but I've listened to a couple songs off of this compilation, and whatever the Daytrotta versions are, the songs don't sound like the studio versions. Like, if you're familiar with Fucked Up at all, the Canadian hardcore band, that song, David Comes to Life, is a very, very popular song off of their album Hidden World, and that version did not sound anything like the studio version at all, and it's amazing, and they're an extremely creative band. They put on great shows, and I highly recommend seeing them if they ever come back to town.
I read that they had a 12-hour set, like on a...
That sounds about right.
Record store day. Mm-hmm. And they played for 12 hours. Just imagine. This is crazy.
I know. It's... I don't know. They do crazy things. They put out an EP once that was like... I think it was like an hour-long EP with like two songs on it or something like that. I don't remember. But they're crazy. They're like... I even feel hesitant to say that they're hardcore. I don't really know exactly how to connect a genre to them, but
prog hardcore,
maybe prog hardcore, but they're definitely very on the more creative side. But I enjoy them. Before Fucked Up was Leatherface. So yeah, that's what we're doing. I don't remember what else I wanted to say. What time is it? Or how about? All right, we'll play one song. We have, what song did I queue up? I queued up a band called Vicious Cycle off of their album Pale Blue Dot. The song is called In Tranquility, and Pale Blue Dot is a reference to Carl Sagan, of course. I started watching Cosmos, Carl Sagan's Cosmos, with my boyfriend the other day, and it's just like, that dude is so... everything he says is extremely epic, really geeky, really sci-fi, but good. I think I fell asleep.
That's good, but
I think I fell asleep. It could have been the champagne, or it could have just been like I was tired. But Carl Sagan's a crazy dude. And so this is a band called Vicious Cycle. Let's cue it up, Tim, on 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver. Do it.
Show it back to
All right, you are listening to 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver. You just heard Vicious Cycle off of their album, In Tranquility, that song. No, sorry, off of their album, Pale Blue Dot, that song is called In Tranquility. But right now, what Tim and I want to do is we want to give away a pair of tickets to go see Against Me. They're playing March 2nd at the Rickshaw Theater with the Cancer Bats. It's going to be an awesome show, and it's sold out. So if you are interested in going, the only way that you can go is if you want to win tickets here on CITR. So I want you to call 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR. And you can go to Against Me for free. And they're playing with the Cancer Bats as well. And the Cancer Bats have a new album coming out. And I looked up the album name, but I totally forget it. It's like definitely there's bears in there and bones or barons or something. Barons, bones, and I don't know. Anyways, I looked it up and then I forgot it. Because I looked it up because I wanted to talk about it, but whatever. That's cool. I totally forget. So Against Me, March 2nd, the Rickshaw. Tim's going to be there.
Yes, definitely. Maybe. I have my ticket already.
Yep, and maybe you don't. So give us a call at 604-822-2487, 822-CITR. And if no one calls, then no one gets them. And we'll try to give them away next week. So let's play some Against Me right now on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Get to you and teach you how to get to pure. to yourself, you do. And that's what really hurts. You do it to yourself, it's you.
Yeah.
You are listening to 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. Tim is here as well. Tim is Hello. My co-host. Hello, Tim. We just played the Ex-Boyfriends off of their album To the Lowest Bidder. That song was called Bad Apprentice. Before that was Streetlight Manifesto. Right, Tim?
Yeah, it was the Streetlight Manifesto. That was the Radiohead cover of their new... It's not an album. It's like a massive project called 99 Songs of Revolution.
Okay, so is it an ongoing project?
Yes. This thing will have releases from four different bands. Streetlight Manifesto.
Yep.
Will have two full lengths, like covers of...
Like so is it just like, is it a compilation album that you can buy and it comes with all these songs?
No, it will be like separate releases.
But it's all kind of under
one name, like Volume 1 and Volume 2. But
okay,
there will be different bands. A Streetlight Manifesto, one of them. Bandits of Acoustic Revolution, which is like the acoustic version of Streetlight Manifesto, like technically.
Yeah.
And two other... Streetlight Manifesto related projects.
Mm-hmm.
So all those four bands, and it's the, I don't know which other, it's not announced which other two bands will be involved, but like all those four bands will be doing like volumes of those 99 Songs of Revolution, and I think it's really cool. They did the ska version of Linoleum No Effects in first one. I don't know.
Wait, so is this out already?
Or? No, it's, I think it's out in March.
Mm-hmm.
And let's the volume one, and I don't know how long will it take them to do all this stuff.
Maybe like 3 years between each one.
Yeah, just imagine. Probably not. 99 covers.
Yeah.
But they will all will be different, so I think it's kind of cool.
That's pretty cool, yeah.
And
that sounds really
Manifesto,
fun.
Manifesto,
All right, and that was a cover of Radiohead's Just You Do It To Yourself. Very good, very fun cover. Yeah. I enjoyed that. Before Streetlight Manifesto, we played Against Me off of their live album Americans Abroad. That song was called Reinventing Axl Rose. Prior to that was Vicious Cycle, but I think I already told you about that. So, right now, I wanted to tell you about concert listings. There hasn't been much announced since last Thursday. But let's just go through them as a nice reminder about shows coming up in the future that perhaps, that I hope you would be interested in attending. Did you go see that Bison show, Tim?
No.
Did you go see Bison? Because I know that you're interested in seeing them, but I
went to see, when was it?
It was on the 19th. So what was that? That was like a Friday, I think?
I went to see a brand new unit. Do you remember?
Oh, right. Yeah. Was that a good show? How was that?
Yes, it was like a new place.
That was at the El Dorado.
Yeah, and it was a little bit, I don't know. Different.
Yeah. It's kind of like in a weird part of town.
Yes, and it was like, I never been to this place. Okay, anyway, but the show was good. Opening bands, it was Hard Feelings, which I liked with the band, and there was the Manipulators opened, and the brand new unit played the set, so we enjoyed it. It was good.
Good times. Awesome. I don't think there's anything else happening in February as far... I don't know.
Chris Murray is playing Bone Daddy's opening.
With the Parallels?
That is correct.
Yeah, that's happening February 27th at the El Dorado. That's actually presented, I think, by Scotty's Scenic Drive. I think he's helping out with that. Scotty's Scenic Drive, of course, being one of CITR's longest running shows. It's been on for a very long time. Probably one of the best ska radio shows out there. If not the only one. But anyways, beginning of March. Like I said a while ago, Against Me is coming to Vancouver. It's sold out. Yeah, we gave away tickets. So if you snooze, you lose. I don't have any more to give away, guys. I'm sorry. It's happening March 2nd at the Rickshaw Theater. They're playing with the Cancer Bats as well. March has a bunch of shows coming up. And then let's see what else. Appleseed Cast. Playing a show at the Biltmore. They're playing two albums in their entirety. That's happening March 9th. What else is happening in March? The Black Rebel Motorcycle Club are playing March 6th at the Commodore Ballroom. The Real Mackenzies are playing March 11th at the Rickshaw Theater. Tim might be there. Tim might be really drunk. Who knows?
No, it shows. I usually try not to drink because like I like to enjoy the music.
Oh, really?
But I drink in my spare time.
Yeah, as a hobby. Tomb's number one hobby, drinking. Creator, Cataclysm, and Lazarus AD are playing March 19th at the Rickshaw Theater. Every Time I Die is coming to Vancouver. They're playing March 24th at the Rickshaw. I have tickets to give away to that show as well, but I'll give them away later on. I won't do that today. What else? Hammerfall are playing with Power Glove March 23rd at Venue Nightclub. And I think that might be all for March. And then, actually, no, the Slackers are also playing in March. They're playing March 25th at the Rickshaw, but Tim wants to talk about them later.
Yep.
Because we'll be playing the Slackers in just a little bit for you guys.
Mm-hmm. The new song.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Brand new Slackers just for you guys, courtesy of my Russian friend, Tim. And then in April, we have a whole bunch of shows happening as well. Dillinger Escape Plan are playing April 9th at the Rickshaw. King Khan and the Shrines are playing April 12th at Venue Nightclub. And then the same night, Amon Amarth is also playing, that's April 12th, at the Rickshaw Theater. What else? Protest the Hero are playing a show April 3rd, also at the Rickshaw. Overkill, Vader, and God Dethroned are playing April 15th. That show is happening at the Red Room. And that might be, I don't know,
I have one show to add.
Fintroll playing April 22nd, yeah?
It was just announced today.
Uh-huh.
April 9th. This is probably for me will be one of the best shows of the year. And
yeah,
I'm pretty sure that will be amazing because the lineup is just killer.
Yeah? Tell me.
Okay, so April 9th, Media Club. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Maybe not that exciting for you, but for me, it's just crazy.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
The Flatliners, Broadway Calls, and Cobra Skulls.
What? With the Cobra Skulls?
Yes.
That's really awesome.
The Flatliners, I think, are coming.
Broadway Calls is really good, too. I've played them a lot on my show.
Cobra Skulls were amazing. Then they opened for Teenage Bottle Rocket and just great band. And Flatliners, like their new album is done. It's coming out soon on Fat. And I hope it will be just supporting the new album.
Yeah.
Tim, April 9th.
Tim's eyes are so wide and his mind is being blown right now, by the way.
I just read it today and I was like, whoa!
When is that happening?
April 9th at the Media Club.
April
9th. And I like Media Club. It's small.
Yep. It's really small. I like small venues. That's awesome. There we go.
Thank you, Tim.
And maybe getting drunk, but probably not.
No. Watching the music.
What did you want to talk? The Slackers.
The Slackers, yeah.
I wanted to mention the Slackers. We are going to play them. I'll play the Slackers for you guys.
It's a brand new song. The new album comes out in April. The name of the song is Anastasia, and the name of the album is The Great Rocksteady Swindle. So, you know, reference to one English, well-known English band. The album is again on Hellcat. They're back on this amazing label. And yeah, I'm pretty excited.
They put on really good shows, Slackers. So. Oh, yes, they do. All right, this is brand new Slackers. On what are we listening to, Jim?
CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Exactly.
Anastasia, oh Anastasia, 3 miles to feed a mother's work is never done. Still I can see it in your eyes, the pain, the lies you had to hide, what you endure, you get inside. He deceived ya, he would deceive ya. Your husband's left and gone out. Carry on, you got no parents to turn to make ends meet, what's up to you? No time for tears when there's work to do. You carried on through the darkness, your dreams denied the one by your side to help you through. Make things seem alright. Work your fingers to
the bone to make a safe and happy home behind closed doors. You slept alone, you carried on through the darkness. Your dreams denied the one by your side to help you through.
All right, that will about do it for Tim and I today. Thank you very much for tuning in and calling in. Guys, you've been listening to We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver. You just heard The Slackers off of their new album.
The Great Rock Steady Swindle.
That song was called Anastasia. If you are interested in checking out my playlist online to find out what kind of songs Tim and I played on CITR today, I will post them on the internet later on, and you can find them at wealfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. And if you like what you heard, you can check out podcasts online as well through our website, which is citr.ca. And maybe you don't have a radio near you. Maybe you're not even listening right now. Maybe like Tim's friends in Russia, so they listen to the podcast.
Yeah,
so.
I always post it on the forum, and then okay, this band is good.
Yeah.
Actually, they like the Ex-Boyfriends.
Yep, we played the Ex-Boyfriends today. So. Tim asked me to play them, and so I did. Yeah. That.
Russian people, hello.
Hello, Russia. all right, awesome. I will leave you off now with some new King Kong and Barbecue Show off their album, Invisible Girl. It'll be a song called, I think, Truth or Dare, maybe. Sure, why not? And... All right, so have a great week, guys. Anything you want to say, Tim?
No.
Before we sign off? Nope. Yeah. Have a great time. Have a good time all the time.
That is correct.
Yes.
See you next week.
Yeah, definitely. Have a great week, guys.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Tune in to CITR Friday afternoons from 2 till 3:30 for Radio Zero, where your host, DJ, brings you an eclectic mix of new international pop, ranging from the most fashionably disaffected to the brightest sugar-coated music around, along with a good measure of vintage new wave, punk, and disco to kick off your weekend. That's Radio Zero, Friday afternoons at 2 on 101.9 FM.